By day, Crystal Bowen was a university chemistry student, but at night the Chicago native hung up her lab coat, picked up a microphone, and transformed into rapper Psalm One. She put out her first disc in 2002 during her college junior year and raced from finals to photo shoots. Psalm One finished school and soon graduated from being a small-time MC to sharing stages with De La Soul, Slick Rick, and 50 Cent.
She wakes up around 4 a.m. and then rolls with the snooze so she can snore again. You see, she's sleepy from the night before, was on the porch since 10 with the gorgeous pin, you know.
Psalm One has a new album out now. It's called The Death of Frequent Flyer. NPR's Christopher Johnson reports.
This is Crystal Bowen's confession. She used to hate hip-hop.
I would just hear this gangster rap, and I just didn't want to hear it because I felt like I was living it, and like I didn't need anybody glorifying it for me, and I was sort of too young to have anything but this, you know, sort of like stubborn rebellion to what I was hearing in every car beating up the block.
Bowen was a little girl when her family moved to what she calls one of Chicago's worst neighborhoods. The church choir girl studied saxophone and other instruments and tried hard to ignore the hip-hop booming outside her windows. But the sound was everywhere, and as her friends got more into rap music, Bowen found it was getting harder to resist.
And when it called me hard, and that's like all I listened to for a really long time.
In high school, she took her first timid steps from spectator to rapper, writing rhymes she'd perform only for her closest friends. She carried her passion for this rap thing into college, where she cracked her Bible in search of a hip-hop alias.
My first name was Psalm 65 and 11, that verse. And it says, I will crown us the year with thy goodness and thy paths drop fatness. And as a 16-year-old hip-hop lover, I love the fact that the Bible said fatness. So I was totally into using that verse.
The name Psalm 65:11 was tough for her fans to remember. The chapter and verse were always getting jumbled. She redid the numbers and settled on Psalm 1. With a new name and pages of lyrics, it seemed Psalm 1 was ready for the recording studio. The rap career would have to wait, though, as the young college student devoted most of her time to studying chemistry.
I love just getting down to something on a molecular level. And I'm a big nerd. I'm a hands-on type of person. So I like being in the lab. And I, you know, had these 5-6 hour labs. And I loved every minute of it.
Psalm 1 spent her rare free hours collaborating with local producers, writing and recording songs, and putting on an occasional performance. During an academically intense junior year in 2001, she still managed to put out an EP called Whippersnapper.
You know, I really started itching for shows and itching to have people hear my music, and people really encouraging me still to keep on with it. And it was like something that was really just kind of like calling me. I didn't want to put that to bed. I couldn't, like, in my heart really do it.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
She put out her first full album, Biochemistry, right before finishing school. It generated just enough popular buzz and gave Psalm One and her young producers just enough of a rush to make it hard to focus during her senior year.
We were like, well, let's do an album, like a real album with the barcode on it and shrink wrapping. So, like, we started that process. That's a full-time job, putting out an album. And chemistry was getting really, really tough for me. I mean, I graduated. I won't say by the skin of my teeth, but, you know, something like that.
Wait a minute, I'ma bring it on home. When I was just about 10 years old, I walked up to the prospect of a cleaner soul. And I clung tight to the preacher's robe, brought down to the pulpit with my meek exposed. He was my uncle, and it was like the first Sunday of the month. I really had a thirst to pray, what a stunt.
After graduation, Psalm One took a job at a food safety lab. By then, rap was pumping with full force through her veins, and she continued to write and record. Psalm One built a strong rep that helped her put down the 9-to-5 and raise her music from passion to a successful profession. Now she gets to travel all over the U.S., performing with some of hip-hop's heavyweights. And her latest album, The Death of Frequent Flyer, is on a major underground rap label. The new disc punctuates Psalm One's talent. Her lyrical intelligence and bold mic flow make her a bright young star in what many rap fans see as an otherwise dim constellation of modern hip-hop acts.
So I'm here again, back to a little place, much like a flex of caffeine and Ritalin. Bad girl cinnamon, 30 prayers, got about 40. Jesus vouched for me, hush, die slow. I'm giving adrenaline rushes, eyes closed. Song sister mom figured out, killing with chemistry, bunch of kids, he be in it to win it. Sorry, mom, but I'm flipping these lyrics and finning.
Someone says she really enjoys touring and performing on international stages for people who show her love. but she's got one major beef with the music reviewers who have a hard time seeing past the obvious.
I hate the word femcee.
As a female rapper, Psalm One recognizes she's part of a small minority in the hip-hop world. And while she's proud to represent for that group, ultimately, it's about who rocks the mic, period.
That's not really what I'm trying to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to be that chick, that dope fee. It's like, no, I want to be a dope MC. I want to be better than everybody, just like every other cocky MC, you know? And, like, you just want to be dope. How are you going to be like, I want to be dope, but I just want to be the dopest girl?
For someone who started out hating hip-hop, today Psalm One is a strong artist standing on a firm and promising rap career. Maybe she sketched out her big plan in the margins of one of those big, thick college chemistry books. But that passion for rap took roots years earlier, when rapper Psalm One was just young Crystal Bowen, growing up on a rough Chicago block. Today it's a love affair that shows no signs of fading.
It's always been something that I've just lived, you know. I want to experiment with other type of music and just make good music, but like hip-hop and rap music, it's always going to be my heart, you know.
Yo, I'm gonna let the little people sing on this one.
Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
Yeah, rise and shine, motherfucker, another dollar that may never be real, so I'm scoring cake, hollering and rake to my products when I'm coughing up money for bills. See Dr. Wax, I'll be hustling still, hugging the field like grass stains on my rig, I'm a rogue, give me the track, I'll be giving the soul, living the bold life, whole nights, roll to the crack of dawn, and running so you see the back of song, beat the drum now.